Hello and welcome to Real Horror Show. I'm your host, Samantha, and I'm joined, as always, by the Stormy Skies, though she may or may not be a robot tonight.
Hello, Sam. Am I robot?
I can't tell if that was a robot or just racist.
What the fuck? Robots are racist against robots. Aw, man.
Damn, the fucking robots are listening to us right now and you're going to pull that shit?
God, I know. I didn't think.
How dare you do robot face, but only voice.
Robot face. I'm sorry, it won't happen again.
All right, so this is possibly our first mini episode. If you listen to our Halloween special, you know we didn't select our next movie we're reviewing, and that's because from now on we're randomly selecting.
Yay! Oh, joy.
So we had a factory of slave labor children type up all the horror movies on Netflix into a nice beautiful spreadsheet.
Yes.
And I've gone ahead and selected the movies we have not watched and put them into a random generator.
I'm so excited, but scared too.
Yeah. Okay, so one that the children put in that I didn't notice when I started the list was 14 Cameras. Is that a sequel to 13 Cameras?
Sequel to 13 Cameras. That is new, and that is something that we have not watched. And okay. I wouldn't mind that being picked randomly, but we'll see.
Oh, it's not going to happen. I'm going to have to watch it on my own.
Yeah, Sam, I guarantee it, just for funsies.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and hit the random button.
Oh my god, okay, go. Have you done it?
We will be watching...
God.
That was weird. Okay. I didn't do it quite right. Again.
Okay. Again, yes.
The resort.
The resort. Very
spelled with a Z. So now, in these random mini episodes, I will go to Netflix and pull up the movie.
Oh boy. I'm looking for a T. The resort.
Yeah. Why do I feel like I've watched this one?
Have you?
I don't know.
I don't think I have. I'm sure. Five stars because of that Z.
Yeah. When something is spelled with a Z instead of an S, you know it's going to be super badass.
No, the Z stands for zombie. Oh, no.
All right. So The Resort, rated TVMA. After a global zombie war, the living dead are confined to a luxury resort hunted by tourists on a safari until the security system fails.
A safari, eh?
Oh, that sounds not good.
Not good? Why is it not good?
I don't know. Can you do, like, a good zombie movie if you're not George Romero?
No.
Good discussion.
No. I'm looking at the pictures, and how did everyone get sniper rifles? Oh, it's because they're on safari. What kind of safari gives you a fucking rifle?
Like one of those expensive, exotic safaris that Eric Trump goes on.
Oh, you're right. And they kill, like, the big game animals. Like, they hunt big game.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Did I politicize the podcast a bit?
Oops. You know, there's a...
Facts aren't political.
There's a goddamn sequel. Wait, no, there's not.
Don't lie to me. Okay. So what are your predictions for this movie, Stormy?
Well, not going off the IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes rating, which is actually like pretty middle of the road. Got like 5 out of 10 and 50% and stuff. So like these, it's being, I understand it's neither good nor bad. It's just there. So we'll see if this is one of those movies that really captures our attention. 84% of Google users liked this movie. So that's pretty hopeful.
Well, what the fuck do Google users know?
Nothing. They don't know anything. They're stupid. It's full of people that I've never seen before, which is always exciting.
It is.
You know what this is going to be? Probably. I don't know how this is going to be, man. It's not going to be great. But it might not be terrible. I'm excited to see what they do with, like, the luxury island resort safari element, because that's really out there.
Yeah, that is a nice little unique element to a zombie movie.
It is. I haven't seen that one before in any movie, really.
So it'll probably be something like Jurassic Park meets Day of the Dead or Dawn, Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, and I guess it'll be cool to see how these zombies are done and like how the zombie outbreak happens. Yeah, I guess it could be kind of scary since everyone's on an island and you can't get out.
Yeah.
Unless you swim away, but I don't know.
I hope there's going to be like a big Tyrannosaurus Rex zombie.
That would be cool.
And then I guess I'm just a big Resident Evil and Silent Hill fan. Silent Hill doesn't have zombies, it has ghosts. But
nonetheless, I was going to say, does Silent Hill have fucking T-Rex though?
No, but what I'm saying is they have these weird mutant monsters that come because of the zombie outbreak.
Yeah, and those are so scary.
So scary.
I don't think that this movie is going to make a special monster and make it scary. It's just going to do people that look disheveled.
I hope it doesn't have like some boring, long, drawn-out backstory for one of the main characters, like maybe her dad's a zombie that's being held captive on the island and she wants to save him.
Yeah, probably. Or it's going to be like the main girl, she's had a rough life and like she's like a single mom because her husband like left her and like her parents are dead and like she had this traumatic thing and like everyone's like, oh, I hope she lives because she's been through so much, like that kind of a situation. Mm-hmm. Like, no, had it.
I hope there's a character that's obviously meant to be Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's obviously gonna be, like, if I just look at the images of like the people, I could just pick out who's gonna be like the asshole white boy.
Yeah, there's obviously gonna be like that rich asshole, that Josh Brolin character, but not played by Josh Brolin because they can't afford him. That's just
absolutely
like
not.
That's just like, I'm here for the thrill of hunting zombies, and then he dies second.
Oh, I found him. There's like a guy who has like a faux hawk, and it's gonna be that guy.
Well, there you have it.
Resort.
Oh, it's not. It's not going to be good.
It's not going to be good at all. I don't know who these, like, the main girl looks pretty. Jessica DeGue.
Oh, Jessica's such a bitch name.
I know.
No offense to any Jessicas listening right now.
Yeah, no offense, you guys. I'm not really friends with any Jessicas, I don't think.
I used to be.
This girl's like, looks like a vampire.
Okay, so off topic from the mini episode, but we have like 4 minutes. This girl who I knew in middle school, who was a complete bitch to me in middle school, like she started all these nasty rumors about me and then turned it around to say that I was making these rumors about her. And so her dumb, trashy redneck friend came and threatened me in the girls' locker room. Huh. Just the kind of middle school drama that you don't let go of.
Yeah, what the hell, Sam? I'll beat their ass. Where are they?
She's down here in Virginia. But she was at David's brother's wedding this weekend because she's dating one of his friends. And she had the gall to come up and say to me, "You look really pretty." So are those fighting words or a genuine compliment?
Oh, dude, how can you know with a person like that?
I know.
You know.
It's like,
oh, what a bitch.
I know, right?
God.
See, you understand. Like, I was asking David and some of our other guy friends this, and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about, Sam?
No, that's rude.
It's like a straight up fighting word.
You know, she was always being an asshole because she's like, oh, there's Sam. I used to pick on her. Let me go be a pretentious bitch and like pretend to be nice. Although she could probably tell that I'm being an asshole.
Yeah, I wanted to go up to her and be like, hey, I like your low-key Beetlejuice cosplay because she's wearing these weird black and white striped pants.
Oh, to a wedding? What the hell?
I know. I hate when women don't follow gender norms.
I know, same. That's so weird. Please. Oh, pants. God.
All right.
Fucking out.
Anyway. Well, I think that's it for today's mini-sode.
Yeah, I think that just about covers it. Do I have to do the outro?
You know what? Let's save the outro for the actual episode.
All right, that sounds good to me.
Let's make them come back for more.
I was hoping that you said that I didn't have to.
All right, well, Stormy, I'll talk to you in a few days.
Oh, yes, in a few days' time after I watch this movie.
Yes, that's usually how we record.
Yes, let me put it on my schedule.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed our little impromptu mini episode, listeners. We'll be back in the near future, probably.
Yes. We'll be back soon.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye now. I love a creepy doll that always follows me. It's got a